Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. In episode 383, titled, Do You Do Too Much for Your Child?, I received an email from a dad, and he enjoyed the episode, but he had a question for me. He said, what do you do if your child refuses to do what you are then not going to do for them? And it was a great question, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to record an episode on the podcast to exactly that. You know, what do you do when your child refuses you? So in that episode, I talked about the perils of doing too much for your kids and what it can do. It can strip them of the capacity to feel capable, feel good enough that they can do it, to master techniques, etc. Whether it be making their lunch, doing their homework, learning to a new skill. If we do too much of it, we rob them of the capacity to learning how to do more of it for themselves. So that's one really important piece of it. But here's a really good question. What do you do when they say, well, I'm not making my lunch? So let's use that as an example. So often when our kids resist us and say no, and you know, the strong-willed, more determined, more persevering kids are going to challenge you on it. They're going, no, I'm not doing it. You know, and I think he was probably talking about maybe referring to things like, you know, if they've been asked to do the dishwasher and they go, no, I'm not doing the dishwasher and I'm not washing the car. I'm not going to help you weed the garden. Why should I do that? You know, you might get a bit of this kind of teenage attitude, or they'll say, well, I can't do it now because I'm busy. I have to phone my friend. Or your toddler might just go, no, not doing it. Okay, whatever it might be. They resist you. They refuse to do what you want them to do. So often when we are met with refusal, we get angry. And anger is a secondary emotion. Usually it's the tip of the iceberg. Many things make us angry, but there's usually another emotion that drives the anger. It might be disappointment, fear. You might feel resentful. You might feel hurt, upset, scared. You might be terrified that if they say no, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to ever regain control if your child's refusing to do what you ask them to do? So very often when we get angry, we then resist their resistance. And we all know that what we resist persists. And we all know that when anyone is wound up, and if your child has got wound up because you've asked them, please do it, you know, you need to make your own lunch, and they go, no, I'm not making my own lunch. And you go, but you need to make your own lunch. I can't do it for you anymore. You're 14 years old. You should know how to make a sandwich. Well, I'm not making my own lunch. I'm just going to go and buy it in the canteen. And you'll say, well, if you want to buy it, use your own money. Yeah, I'll use my own money. I don't care. See if I care. I'll use all my pocket money because you're the meanest mum because you're not going to make me lunch anymore. These are the types of things that can come out of our children's mouths. And then as they, in their moment of fear, because think about it, what's beneath their behavior? They're scared. They're like, oh my God, now I've got to make my own lunch. I don't know how to make my own lunch. My mom's done it for all these years. I'm not sure. I don't think I'll be able to make as good a sandwich as mom makes. Mom makes the best sandwiches. What if I don't enjoy my lunch? Who knows what they're thinking when they say no, to that? But they're saying no for a reason. Remember, there's always an unmet need beneath the behavior. Very often fear. They don't know what to do. They haven't got the skill set yet. But they go into survival mode. Their amygdala rings the alarm. There's no, it's a false alarm, but the amygdala can't determine what's real and what's not. So they go into survival mode, fight, they often fight, they flee, slam the door, or they freeze. And very often they'll freeze and then go into fight or then flee. So what do we do? And first thing we do is we have to ask ourselves, what are you thinking? Because you remember, the thoughts create the feelings and the feelings create the action. So what are you thinking in that moment? What are you feeling? Because that's going to help you be in it. And then we have to watch ourselves and watch our reactivity. We have to be able to stay calm. If we don't, and we become triggered by their no and their refusal, it ain't going nowhere. If anyone's ever had it work, let me know, because I've never had it work when I react to their no or their refusal. So we have to stay calm. And then we have to, I always say, we have to get curious. Why is my 14-year-old not going to make their lunch? Why? So we can wonder why, but how about we ask them? How about, rather than saying, well, you don't make your lunch then, you go hungry, how about we say, why are you so against making your lunch? And maybe in that moment, it's not the right moment, because they might still be wound up. And remember, it's often not a good idea to try and solve a problem in the heat of the moment. Maybe at that point, you just let them go and they'll grab 3 granola bars that day and they'll go out to school and they might borrow money from a friend. They will find something to eat. When they come home, don't make it the first thing out your mouth as the door opens. Let them come in. They might come up to the kitchen. They might make themselves a snack. They might slump themselves at the breakfast bar. And they might not say too much. And you can gently open the conversation, and not about the lunch, but just about their day, about something. And if they seem receptive to a conversation, just say, you know what? I think it would be a good idea for us to work out how we're going to get this lunch thing sorted out. And then you can ask them, why is it you really don't want to make your lunch? And who knows what the answer might be? They might say, well, I won't have enough time to make my lunch. If I make my lunch, I have to get out of bed earlier. I don't know how to make a decent sandwich. So then from their answer, you can lead them. If they think they don't have time, maybe you can ask them, well, how could you create more time? And they might say, well, I don't want to get up any earlier. Say, okay, you don't want to get up earlier. What else could you do? Could you make your sandwich the night before? Oh, yeah, I guess I could do that. Okay, so then let's look at what you need to do. Create the plan for making the sandwich the night before. They might say, what was the other one that I said? They didn't have enough time. They didn't know how to do it. Say, okay, I'll make them with you this week. I'll help you. Do you want that? No, I don't want you to. I just want you to show me once and then just leave me to it, Mum. Just let me do it myself. Okay, there they've told you. So whatever it is that they've shared with you, you can then go for the, you know, take the next step. But can you see that by asking them why, you know, you might say to them, could you do the dishwasher? No. Why are you so averse to doing the dishwasher? Well, it's not fair. Why should I have to do it? And Jessica doesn't have to do it. She never has to do anything. Well, then you can sit down and realize you now understand why he doesn't want to do the dishwasher. He doesn't think it's fair. He doesn't think his sister ever does the dishwasher. So you would help him understand that his sister does do the dishwasher, or his sister's doing walking the dog. Whatever it might be, if you ask why, you will understand their resistance more. It's our job to understand why are they resisting this. Sometimes they don't even know why they're resisting it. They're just saying it. And one day they might say, sure, Mum, I'll unload the dishwasher. And the next day they might say, I don't want to do it. Then you can ask them, why is it on certain days you want, well, Mum, I'm sure you're the same. And I'm like, yep, I am the same. And the other thing we have to recognize when we're asking our kids to do these things, no kid, they want an easy life. No, they don't want to unload the dishwasher. They don't want to fold laundry. They don't want to do chores. Nobody does. Do you like doing it every day? Do you like folding all the laundry, making the beds, making the dinner? Not all the time. So your kids are no different. So when they resist, my biggest tip to you is control yourself, because if you don't control yourself, you're never going to get to the bottom of it. And then be curious. And then meet them with compassion and empathy. Say, you know what? I totally get it that you don't want to do the dishwasher or pick up the dog poop in the garden or, you know, fold your laundry. I get it. But here's the deal. There's lots of things in life that you have to do that you don't like doing, but we just have to do them. And the sooner you get onto that and recognize that, the easier your life will be for you. So I hope that helps all of you for when your kids do refuse and resist. And, you know, maybe you're listening going, yeah, well, this is all very well, but, you know, when my 6-year-old is standing in the bathroom and they just will not get in the bath, they will not, ask them. You know, rather than saying, you have to have a bath, you have to have a bath every night, say to them, why do you not want to have a bath tonight? What is it? And see what they say. But when we meet them with reactivity and we question their decision in terms of why, you know, question their decision, I'm asking you to question it and be curious. But when we question it in the quote unquote wrong way, they read our energy, they feel our energy, they know we want them in the bath. And the more we want them in the bath, when they've said, I don't want a bath, if they're strong-willed, it's never good to have to go back on your word. You know, it takes a lot of strength, and it takes an evolved person to say, okay, you know what, I said no, but I'll do it. You know, a lot of people see that as a sign of weakness if we succumb to someone else's wish. Having said we didn't want to do it, now we change our mind. So that in itself is a huge thing for many kids. It's a huge thing for many adults. It's a life skill. It's something we can develop. So how can you help your kids develop all these life skills and all the lessons that we want them to learn from all their various interactions with life? So I hope this has helped you in how you might deal with resistance moving forward if your kids flatly refuse you and say no and they get all wound up, is stay calm and be curious. So thank you so much for listening to this today. I hope it's been a reminder to you and has helped you. And don't forget to share it with your friends and family. Drop me a note. Love hearing from you. And till next time, thanks again for listening. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.